This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. Turkey is under growing pressure to consider a major escalation in migrant deportations from Greece. European Council President Donald Tusk ended a six-nation tour of migration crisis countries in Turkey, where 850,000 migrants and refugees left last year for Greek islands. About a third of migrants trapped in Greece are at the village of Idomeni on the border with Macedonia. Christopher Hine is director of the Italian Council for Refugees. Speaking to me, he spoke about the lack of a common and comprehensive European response to what is happening.
The entire instruments of the European Union in the management of the right to asylum and migration is apparently collapsing in front of what is happening in Greece, at the borders between Greece and Macedonia, throughout the whole Balkan route. The question of erecting walls and fences in a number of member states or towards the third states in the European Union, the collapsing of the so-called Dublin system, the reinstallment of even controls at the internal borders in some countries of the European Union, the number of victims of refugees and migrants crossing over from Middle East and from North Africa to Europe. All these are elements which indicate that clearly there is no real common and comprehensive European response to what is happening.
We've been hearing a lot of rhetoric from the key figures, the EU figures. One, Donald Tusk, was saying on Thursday to migrants thinking about coming, illegal economic migrants, don't even think about coming to Europe. We had also a French minister, again, talking about the whole bringing the Brexit situation into it and saying that he would see that if the United Kingdom voted staying out of the European Union, that they would send the people in Calais over to Britain.
Well, that is of course not so easy, and this is actually rhetoric. And there is a lot of rhetoric in these days also when politicians speak about strengthening the surveillance and the control at the external borders of the European Union without saying what does it actually mean. And does it mean to send boats back to Libya? Does it mean to send back boats to Turkey, or what is the real meaning? Frontex and the national border police forces may control the borders, but when refugees are arriving and claim that they need protection, then in any way there is a legal obligation, at least temporarily, to let them in and to examine their protection requests. So it is not a question of strengthening the vigilance and control of external borders. It is a question of a real cooperation with third countries, certainly with countries of first refuge of refugees, in particular from Syria. When we speak about the neighboring countries to Syria, the lack of real investment in the countries like Lebanon and Jordan or even also Turkey, in order to provide the people with an alternative to remain there, to have the possibility to send their kids to school, to have access to medical services, to have a future also in terms of employment in these countries. So to lower down the need to cross over to Western Europe, because we know that many refugees do not really wish to be so far away from the home country, from Syria or from Iraq or also from Eritrea, if there is an option to remain closer by in the region.
Coming back to the idea of just seeing the images from places like Idomeni, the camps there, from what you've been seeing, from what you've been hearing, literally, what are the conditions and the conditions, the sanitary conditions? I mean, is there a real risk of people developing diseases? What is the kind of on the ground situation like?
Well, at the border between Greece and Macedonia, as well as between Serbia and Croatia and Slovenia, there is a big effort made in these weeks and these days by non-governmental organizations like Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, and others, certainly also together with the United Nations, with the UNHCR. But all this is, of course, a drop on a hot stone if people are still in the middle of the winter left at their own in these places. And we know actually about very, very miserable situation. We have to take into account that 60% of the refugee population right now at these borders are composed by women and by children.
Just looking at the Italian situation, we saw there very recently a plane load of refugees came in, sponsored by the Sant'Egidio community, this corridor, what they were calling, during the week there. Is that a possibility? Is that how do you feel about that?
It is the possibility. It is really to open chances to arrive in Italy and in other European countries in a legal, in a normal, in a protected manner. Of course, the program carried forward by a community of Sant'Egidio, the evangelical churches and the Tabula Valdese, who are putting together their efforts and made an agreement with the Italian authorities in order that humanitarian visas are issued to these persons. But for the time being and for the next period of 2 years, we speak about 1,000 refugees. It is perfectly the step in to the right direction. This is what is needed. But of course, as long as these are the numbers and this is left only to private initiatives, it is not really an option for those who are still obliged to pay smugglers and to risk their lives in order to reach Europe and to reach a safe haven.
Just on a final note, I mean, what do you see as the real way forward when you look at what's out there, when you see everything that's going on? Where do you see it going? Where do you see hope? Where do you see that?
Well, you know, when somebody works for such a long time for the protection and assistance of refugees in various parts of the world, you need to be optimistic. And in spite of all, I try to keep on with my optimism and with the hope that a more rational discourse will win at the end over populism and over very short-term concerns about the reactions of the people who are influenced also by propaganda, by a communication which goes into a totally wrong direction. So I believe there is a need, an apparent need, an objective need to come to an answer from the whole of the European Union together with international organizations, an answer which is based on the principle of solidarity as it is enshrined in the Lisbon Treaty. And which is necessary because it is unthinkable that national policies only can resolve anything. You can build a fence here and erect a wall there, but this not in any way would not solve the problem, but only puts the problem to the neighbor. And this is the contrary of what is the spirit of the European Union. So we have to wait what will happen in the next weeks, also with regard to regional elections in Germany, which are very important to see up to what extent the German Chancellor Merkel will still have a support in at least part of the population, because this will also then in a certain way influence the direction taken by other European countries. I am still hope also that the Mediterranean countries, Italy and Greece, but also Spain, will be the forerunners in order to press that a more equal distribution of refugees and asylum seekers really is guaranteed all over the whole of the territory of the European Union. We should not forget that there are many countries, majority of countries, who have a very low number of refugees and asylum seekers, and this cannot be.